Okay. So we've talked about anchoring. Now let's talk about elicitation of states a little bit. And anchoring, by the way, is so marvelous because it really allows you to be in control of your own state. So let's see what we've got here. Page 47. The best states to anchor are naturally occurring states, as we said. The next best are past, vivid, highly associated states. And the least preferable are constructed states. You need to calibrate the person when they go into the state. And here's what you say. Can you remember a time when you were totally, whatever the emotion is, totally X'd? Can you remember a specific time? As you go back to that time now, go right back to that time, float down into your body and see what you saw, hear what you heard, and really feel the feelings of being totally X'd. So what kind of states are useful to anchor? Well, let's look and see. I think to anchor, if you want to stack an anchor, you elicit several instances of states and you anchor them in the same place. The state that you choose for a particular stacked anchor can be the same or it can be different. In a resource anchor and in a collapse anchors, the states used in a single anchor are different. And in chaining states, the states used for each stacked anchor should be the same. We'll talk about each of those separately when we get to that. All right, so first of all, these are some states that you could use. And I kind of like these. These are by no means the only states. If your client or you, if you like other states, then by all means use those. Let's see, a time when you felt totally powerful, a time when you felt totally loved, a time when you felt you could have it all, a time when you knew that you could have it all. How about a time when you were really energetic, a time when you had a ton of energy? And then my favorite, how about a time when you fell down laughing? I think that's a great state. And then a time when you felt totally confident, totally capable. Now, as you elicit the states, here's a secret. This is how to make it work. When you elicit the state, you as the practitioner, being in rapport with your client, so you're going to be in rapport with your client, you as the practitioner are going to go into the state that you're eliciting. So notice this, here we go. So you say to the client, you go like this. If you say to the client, can you remember a time when you fell down laughing? That's not going to be real powerful for the client. It's not real associated on your part. But now let's say that you're in rapport with the client. So you've got rapport with the client. And then you say to the client, can you remember a time when you fell down laughing? Now, if the client and you are in rapport, your state will carry the client into that state. Isn't that great? So you will actually carry the client right into the state, and both you and the client will go right into the state as you do it. So that's kind of nice. Okay, so that's our state elicitation script. We're going to use that each time we elicit a state. Let's jump over now to page 48, and I want to talk about collapse anchors. Let's talk about the process of collapsing anchors. You and I can do an exercise before we get done. I think we'll do, together, we'll do Circle of Excellence, which is kind of fun, and that's later on in this segment. But let's look at collapse anchors here on page 48.